You are listening to What Happens Next on
WULO.
No.
Why?
Radio.
Radio.
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
A new favorite. It's a beautiful day, so Taylor is taking a walk to the candy shop a few blocks away. She thinks about what she'll get when she's there. Maybe some of their famous chocolate pretzels, or even better, a refreshing snowball. She can't wait. As she gets closer to her destination, though, Taylor notices something is different. She doesn't see the classic candy cane striped door of the shop she knows. Instead, she sees something totally different. It's then that she realizes that her favorite candy store has been replaced. But the establishment that stands in its place is even better. What happens next?
Hi, my name is Ethan, and this is my ending to A New Favorite. As she got closer, she stopped and she saw that it had turned into a 39 Clues library. She liked 39 Clues because it was a funny book. She went into the library and found a game, a movie, and the books. She read the books and played the games, but she still hadn't seen the movie. But it was almost dark and she had to get home for dinner. But when she got home, she noticed she had left her watch at the library. The next morning, she went back to the library to look for her watch. She found the movie and put it back in its place, and she found her watch and put it back the movie. The end.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle. This is my ending to A New Favorite. Taylor finds a career center. It is called Work Plus Play Equals Fun, or WPF. Cool, Taylor thinks. That night at dinner, Taylor mentions it. Everybody is surprised and kind of sad. Taylor's mom, Emmy, looks WPF up and enrolls Taylor. She and her mom go to an open house at the career center and see all the courses, like artist or chef. She loves all of them, but finally decides on the junior ROTC. What a great replacement for the candy store. The end.
Hi, my name is Ben, aka Mr. Pig, and this is my ending to A New Favorite. Beginning the story in 3, 2, 1, Pig. The new store was a comic book store. Her favorite comic book character was a super pig named the Ultimate Pig. He could make anything that had threatens him turn into a pig. Taylor found her favorite comic book series and started reading about Super Pig. Super Pig finds a sheep village. Evil wolves have taken over the sheep village. Super Pig uses his powers to turn all of the evil wolves into pigs. There were so many wolves that had turned into pigs, the sheep village became overrun by pigs. At this point, Taylor had to go home for her dinner. Her imagination was so busy that she wasn't hungry for dinner. She kept thinking about how what happened to her, the sheep. She wanted to help the sheep so badly.
Decided
to take a taxi to the sheep village. Many pigs were hurt and invading the sheep village to heal her foot. Taylor fights the pigs into a pit into a super. Taylor fights the pigs. All of a sudden, he turned into a pig. Super pig. Super pig had turned her into a pig. Now she was fighting super pig. Her favorite comic book character. She didn't want to fight him because he really liked Super Pig. She woke up from her dream and realized she wasn't really fighting Super Pig.
The end. And the story ends in 3, 2, 1, Pig!
Hi, my name is Brooke. And I'm reading my sister Kylie's ending to my new favorite. The store turns into a horse shop
and a horse.
That was naughty.
That was naughty.
The horse was called Copper.
The horse was called Copper.
The end. Hi, my name is Brooke, and this is my ending to a new favorite. Then she goes inside to see what type of shop it is. It is a bookshop. She loves books. So she asks the librarian where the kids' books were. The librarian shows her where it was, and she thought it was the best bookshop in the whole world because it was a very cozy section. And she went and got a book, then read it in the cozy section. The book she was reading was called Horseback Riding on the Rainbow. She read for an hour and then bought the book. She loved the book because it was so magical. It was about a horse that loved to run on the rainbow. Then she went home. She read at dinner and at bedtime and even all night. When she went to have breakfast that morning, she fell asleep. When she was asleep, she had a dream. It was about her being a unicorn and flying in fairyland. When she woke up, she said sorry to her mom for falling asleep at the breakfast table. Her mother said it was okay. And then after breakfast, she read the rest of the day. The end.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on what happens next, visit WLOI.org. If you want your child to participate in what happens next, email WLOI@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.